things. Now, let me just talk to you a moment. Why am I emphasizing this over and over, stating it in many different ways, as many different ways as I can? Why am I doing that? Now we're ready to move on to the second half of the verse. But why have I spent this much time? Because people, there are few people in the whole world who understand that we are saved by faith alone and faith only in Jesus Christ alone. There are very few. You take the circle of the whole realm of the world, and there's just a small number who understand this is how we're saved eternally, by faith in Jesus Christ. Why Jesus Christ? He's the only one sent by God. He's the only one who bore the judgment of the sins of the world on the cross. He's the only one who's risen from the grave. It is amazing to me how this book answers every question that would deal with eternal life, life after death. And yet people want to go to the Muslims and the Hindus and the Buddhists and metaphysics and all and on and on. All kinds of weird stuff. Do not answer these questions. Does not explain how we came, why we're here, where we're going to, how we're going to do. All these. This book answers it all so clearly. And it's simply by faith. By no performance by man. But you know, even fewer. If we've got, here's the whole population. Here's the population who do believe that it's by faith in Christ. And then those that believe that you live by faith alone becomes even smaller. There are very few people in the whole world who understand you live your life by faith and faith alone in the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide. There's just very few that understand this. And this is why we have to spend the time. It's so easy to see in this book. People, the book is written. Remember, before I leave this section, the book is written that if you want to see works, it's there. It's there so you'll see works, and then you'll go and stumble and fall backward, Isaiah 28, and be captured. And that's why I can go to the various denominations, here a little, there a little. One denomination goes, here's what you got to do to be saved. And here we've looked here, and we've looked here, and we've looked here. Here a little, there a little. Another denomination that you pass coming to church. No, we've gone here, and we've gone here. It's all in this book. And then after you're saved, then we've gone here and here to show you how to live the Christian life. And it's right here. And it's right here. And we put these verses together. And it's right here. And it's right here. The book is written where you can do that if you want to do that. If you want to see that it's by faith alone, that's there too. That's there. Isaiah 28:12. It's simple. That's my gospel. Just trust me. And to me, that sounds like God. That sounds befitting to a God. Not that I would have to work and offer sacrifices. People, this whole thing of offering sacrifices and doing, this has always been part of religion of man. Be it the most jungle tribe with King Kong, and you're offering this beautiful woman, it's a virgin. We've got to offer him these things. Man wants to offer God something. Here's my cane. The very cane, here's my very best. God said, I don't want your best. Your best is not good enough. You just trust the one I said. And that's why I'm spending this time. It's so easy to see works. And here in verses 16 and 17 of Romans 1, Paul makes it very clear. From faith to faith. So this is where we are in our study. Okay, now, as regards eternal life, salvation, faith. As regards spiritual life, it is by faith. Spiritual life is a life of faith. All else is excluded. We receive his righteousness as unbelievers by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Remember, faith is always dependent on the object. We receive his righteousness as believers by faith. This time, by faith in the Holy Spirit. Now we're ready for the next phrase.